Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
When naturalist Henry Beston wrote his book, The Outermost House, that included the famous passage on the state of human attitudes about animals, he was speaking of the macro environment. The flesh and blood, dogs, cats, horses, pigs, wolves, foxes, birds, all of the animals. He used the phrase "a feathered magnified" to refer to the way our vision of animals and their place in our lives and on the planet was so myopic, so limited in scope. But in some ways, Beston's vision wasn't all that comprehensive either. His view considered only the macro environment, the world that we humans could see, hear, smell, touch, and taste. It didn't include the microbiome, the world of microscopic plant and animal life that dwells not only all around us, but also within us. The microbiome is becoming increasingly important in our lives as climate change is changing what organisms can live where. As a result, there were four diseases that showed up in the United States that, when I was a veterinary student, were all sort of dismissed. A brief lecture that could have been titled, "Diseases That You'll Never See Unless You Study Tropical Medicine." One of them was the hysteria-generating Ebola virus. Three others were Chagas disease, chikungunya, and dengue fever. Chagas disease is interesting because not only is it affecting humans in the southern part of the United States, it's also affecting dogs. All of these diseases have raised the same question they've raised for as long as humans recognized that species of one kind may transmit or carry disease-causing organisms to another, and that those carrying the disease may not be sick themselves. Oh, sure, we've all heard of Typhoid Mary. But I'm not talking about humans passing diseases to other humans. I'm talking about vectors or such carriers in the form of, let's say, insects, like various species of mosquitoes or other bugs, such as the infamous kissing bug that's associated with Chagas disease. Traditionally, when scientists found one such vector, they pretty much stopped looking. And then they set about trying to exterminate that vector. And sometimes in the process of exterminating one vector, they exterminated a lot of beneficial organisms too. This occurred because they were seeing a feather magnified. They weren't taking an ecological view. To some extent, the public and the media still wants to take a magnified feather view. Some scientists want to take a magnified feather view, too. We want to wrap everything up in a nice little package and say, well, we've identified the pathogenic organism that causes the disease, we've identified the vector, and we've identified the people most likely to get the disease. But it's not that simple. Nature is dynamic. Nature is constantly changing. Viruses and other microorganisms compared to us multiply at a much more rapid rate. They can adapt faster. They can mutate. They can change. To me, the lasting power of any words of wisdom is that they can have crystal clear meaning in the era in which they were written. But they can also have clear meaning for those in generations to come. And so it is with Henry Beston's "A Feather Magnified." We need to stop looking at just one tiny fragment of the animal or of the problem. We're all in this together. It's time to pull our eyes away from that fractional part of the picture and see what's going on. Thank you.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.